Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Hey, yes, good afternoon, everybody. Grain futures here today showing on the grain side, we're higher. We got some news for the reason there. On the cattle side, mixed, we started the day quite a bit lower. Have since been buying that market up here as the day goes on. But outside markets, oil is up sharply again today. Stock market showing some weakness, and metals also showing some weakness there. But starting with the grain markets here, the big news of the day, and if you look at the headline itself, it's very bullish in my opinion, but it's going to be short-lived. So Cargill is stopping shipments of Brazilian beans to China, and meaning the reason for that one is a quality control issue. They're trying to get the quality under wraps, kind of separating the bad from the good beans, and that probably won't be forever. You know, obviously that's just going to be a short-term play until they get that figured out, and then it'll be business as usual there. However, we're seeing a good uptick again today. It's like bullish news after bullish news here. When things get going, they get rolling. Now we have beans up 17, 15 cents. Corn following suit with that. It was up 7 at one point. Now beans up, or corn up 4 on the wheat side. We're seeing some strength there as well. May Kansas wheat up 7.25 at 6.20. July up 7 at 6.34. Chicago May wheat up 7 cents, 6.03. July up 6.75 at 6.14. On the Minneapolis spring wheat, May up 4.5 cents at 6.42. And September new crop 4 higher at 6.71. Over into corn, May up 4.5 cents at 4.65, and July up 4 at 4.76. December new crop up 2.75 at 4.91. Again, that RVO leak is still kind of propelling this market forward as well. That's going to maintain the bullishness for a while at least. The May beans up 16 cents at 12.30, July up 15.5 at 12.43. November on the new crop up 4.5 cents, 11.68. On the bean oil side, May is up 51 cents, 67.69. Meal up 4.80 at 321.10. Canola just above on the day, up $1.30 at 734.60.
If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221.
Into cattle markets here. Box beef today is up $1.45. Almost at $4, $3.98.15, and selects of $3 at $3.92. Those numbers are creeping higher. Feeder index, however, creeping lower. This is the, ninth day down here. Cattle index at down 382 to 360.98. So looking at the live cattle, April's up 147, 231.62. June's up 175, 229.77. And on the cash side today, we have been seeing some bids at 235 in Kansas here. So that is lower week after week after week as well on that side. Feeders on the March side down 20 cents only right now, 348.75. April's down 12 cents at 343.42. August up 15 at 340.32. November's up 27, 335.17. Still no update on the JBS strike in Greeley, Colorado. As we know right now, that plant is still dark, and there has been no agreement made on some of those requests made by the workers. On April, lean hogs down 92 cents, 94.30. And over to crude. We did get up to $97 today. Right now, trading 95.15, up 672. On the Dow, we're up, down 450 points, 46,943. Dollar index up 40 cents at 99.60, creeping in at that $1 mark. Gold down 63 cents or $63 an ounce at 5,120. Silver down 90 cents at 84.80. And Bitcoin down $200 at 70,580. Talk to you all tomorrow.
Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.